Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy freaking Monday to you, champion. It's Sam Crowley, and I am jacked up to get after it for another week. It's not only a new day, it's not only a new week, but I would have you, and I would submit this to you, that it is actually a new month. It's October. Wow. So we got October, we got November, we got December. We're in the last quarter of 2018, and we are prepped and primed and ready to set ourselves up for what? For 2019? Good Lord. I got a daughter graduating high school in 2019. I never thought, when she was born in 2001, March of 2001, I looked ahead and said, wow, you're going to be graduating in 2019. I don't even know if we're still going to be alive. Not only is my still alive as of today, I've got a four-year-old and a couple in the middle. So, boy, life is just amazing, man. It just flies by. And there's a lot of people right now taking advantage of that, taking advantage of all the great opportunities. And here's today's thought for the podcast, okay? It's not nearly as important what happens to you as it is your interpretation of what is happening to you. And, you know, we can get all motivationally, you know, motivational stuff and say, it's not what happens to you, it's what happens for you, which is true. It's true. We should look at what happens for you. But as I've always tried to be the realist and the common sense individual out there, and a lot of men and women, I think, agree with this, is that life is full of highs and low notes. You know, you can't go through life. I tried this, and I tried this on this podcast. I tried to always be Johnny Motivation, you know, and, hey, it's great. Well, it's not. You know, I went through a tough time a few years ago, personally, with our daughter and all those challenges. It really sucked. It was very difficult to wake up in the morning. But here's what I thought about that time in my life, though. I thought about, as I woke up, we had to go down to Children's Hospital again, and traffic sucks on the way downtown to Cincinnati because it's a top 50 metropolitan city in the U.S., so it's got a lot of traffic. Over a million people live in and around the city of Cincinnati here. What I'm saying is it's not easy to get downtown from the suburbs. It's 25 miles, and it takes sometimes close to an hour to get down to Children's Hospital. And then when you get down to Children's Hospital, you have to find a parking spot in the garage that's bigger than a football stadium, and it just houses cars, you know? But that was our situation. Our interpretation was, can you believe we have this number two children's hospital in the entire United States in our backyard, just less than an hour away? All we got to do is get there in the morning to see our daughter, who's still breathing. She's still alive. And then we get a chance to sit there, and I get a chance to work on my laptop next to an isolette with ventilators going the entire time, beeps and alarms. And, oh, by the way, there's all these other – these are pods, so there's probably six or seven other families at any given time coming in and out. So it's not like you got any kind of privacy. She wasn't in a room at that point in time. And I looked at that saying, what a blessing. What an absolute blessing. And I'm not trying to be Johnny Motivation right now. I'm honestly just talking to you, okay? But you know me. You know that already, okay? But I was – still continuing to move this Every Day is Saturday ball forward towards the goal that I wanted, is to rescue every slave to a stereotype, every slave to a negative thought, every slave to a negative past, to a negative relationship, just anyone that's got any negative seeds in their life, to get those out, to launch the movement. I'm the movement launching guy. I get people going in the direction of their dream. Now, where they choose to go after that, that's up to them. And that always should be up to them. It always should be up to you. But back then, I had a situation, my wife and I, where we could say, oh, we'd lay our heads down on the pillow at night, again, without our daughter. And this went on for 221 days. We laid a bed at night and we miss Susan. She's laying in a bed by her. Does she even know who we are? We'd say, she even know who we are? Like, we go down there every day. Does she even know who we are? I believe she did. And it's obviously she got older, because we'd go down there, older being defined as months, okay? She'd be 3 months old, 5 months old, 6 months old. She'd start kicking and getting excited when we walked in, so she knew who we were. And that was a way to interpret our current situation. Why were we given this challenge of a baby born at 24 weeks, 1 pound? Why were we giving $1 million in hospital bill? Why were we given it? Out of that came people out of the woodwork on social media praying for us, messaging us, letting us know that they're there for us, sending gifts and clothes and blankets and shirts and all this stuff, and praying, and just it made social media, which is a hugely toxic environment to be in most days, so enjoyable. That was another thing that we look forward to. So as we laid in bed on the night before it was the same day we saw Susan, and then the night before we'd see her again, I'd think, man, how blessed are we that we got these amazing doctors and nurses caring for our child 24/7. There's nothing guaranteed, but in life there's nothing guaranteed anyway, that she's going to be fine, that, you know, the hole in her heart's going to close, that the brain bleeds are going to stop, that her lungs are going to grow. There was never a guarantee any of that. She could have come home in a wheelchair or a bed and just been in that condition for the rest of her life, and we would have loved her and cared for her for the rest of her life. But it didn't work out that way. It had a happy ending. And that was the way that we interpreted our situation, was that we have the opportunity to watch this miracle grow every single day. And it's a slow damn process, let me tell you, man. It is a slow, slow process to get a child from 1 pound with no lungs to a trach and all of that to where she is today. And she's still not really verbal. It's not like she can speak very well. But wow, is she miles ahead, miles and miles and miles ahead. So I would challenge you today. I want to get this to you on a Monday. Those of you down under, it's already Tuesday, so my apologies. You're going to have to listen to this on a Tuesday. But I think you should listen to this every day and ask this question. Am I focused on what's happening every day in my life, or am I focused on interpreting what's – because that's really what's important, is you interpreting what's happening. What's happening for you and to you in your life every day is only your story, and I really want to encourage you to get that story out. Help other people. And so many people, when they come to me and we get on that coaching call, we start worrying, they're like, I don't know. I mean, who would want to hear this story? Look, man, I'm telling you, if I could just grab you by the shirt right now and shake you and look you in the eye and say, there are millions and millions of people asking this question right now. Does anybody understand my story? Does anybody get what's going on? I mean, does anybody understand me? And that's you. So if you don't get that story out, if you don't launch that movement, you're not going to help anybody. You're just going to keep it to yourself. You're going to keep all this stuff to yourself. And, oh, by the way, it doesn't need to be a story of a miracle. I believe everybody's a miracle. Or I believe everybody is born a miracle. But it doesn't need to be this seismic thing where you climb Mount Everest. It doesn't need to be that. Your story is enough that when it gets out and people get a hold of it, that it moves them. And it moves them in a positive way, and it gets them from point A to point B. That's all you need to do. That's it. There's nothing more needs to happen. So stop selling yourself short. Stop saying, I'm not sure if there's any, but I mean, we could make a case every single day. There's somebody new putting themselves out there online in a positive way that's impacting others, and all they needed to do was just fire it up, man. Just spark it. Just spark it, man. Now, I think spark it has a different connotation, but this is a family show. Get that fire going inside of you. And when it gets on inside of you, then it gets outside of you. And you know what happens, right? People travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. So it's a Monday fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. Let's get after it. Get go. Hey, I'd love to help you. I would love to help you. You know how to do it, right? Every day is Saturday.com/ I can do that. Everydayisaturday.com/I can do that. Or just go to samcrowleycoaching.com. However you find me, it doesn't matter. The fact is that we work together and we launch your movement, that idea that's inside of your head. All right, let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EverydayIsSaturday.